The Map of Bones by Kate Moss, read by Hattie Morahan, with an author's note read by Kate Moss. Part 4 of the Joubert Family Chronicles.
As always, for my beloved Greg, Felix, Martha, Ollie, and Finn, for the first Huguenots in Southern Africa, and every refugee, past and present, fleeing persecution and war in the hope of a safer life.
Words strain, crack and sometimes break under the burden, under the tension, slip, slide, perish, decay with imprecision, will not stay in place, will not stay still. Bernt Norton, Four Quartets, T.S. Eliot.
Author's Note, read by Kate Moss. The Map of Bones is the fourth and final book in a series of novels about the Huguenot diaspora, a narrative of 16th century France to the Cape of Good Hope in the 19th century by way of Amsterdam and the Canary Islands. Each novel is inspired by one of the four elements: fire, water, air, and earth. The sequence of religious civil wars between Catholics and Huguenots in France began on the 1st of March 1562 and ended, after several million had been persecuted, slaughtered, or displaced, with the signing of the Edict of Nantes on the 13th of April, 1598, by the previously Protestant king, Henri IV, or Henry of Navarre. On the 22nd of October, 1685, his grandson, Louis XIV, revoked the edict, precipitating the exodus of those few Huguenots still remaining on French soil. Though the first Huguenot refugees had begun to arrive at the Cape of Good Hope as early as 1671, the majority arrived in southern Africa on 18 ships setting sail from the ports in the United Provinces between June 1687 and June 1688. The Spiegel Retour ship, the Berg China, referred to in Dutch records simply as the China, arrived in Table Bay from Gorée under the aegis of the Rotterdam Chamber on the 4th of August, 1688. The names of those first families, including Jourdain, de Villiers, Roux, Joubert, Dutoit, Rétif, Malherbe, Ménard, Jacob, Grange, are still present in South Africa today. My Joubert family is fictional and not related to the real Joubert family of South Africa, originally Joubert, from Mokteig in Provence. The commander of the colony, Simon van der Stel, initially set aside land for Huguenot settlement in the Drakenstein Valley. The land was poor, and the refugees petitioned for farmland on the banks of the Berg River in Olifantshoek, the first being allocated to Heinrich Müller from Basel in 1692. He named it Kurwede, meaning turn back. Many of the wine farms in today's Franschhoek still bear the names given to them by their original Huguenot owners, including La Motte, La Côte, Cabrières, La Dauphiné, Bourgogne, La Terre de Luc, Champagne, La Brie, and La Provence. After years of conflict, the British finally wrested control of the Cape from the Dutch for good after the Battle of Blouwburg in 1806, and in the Anglo-Dutch Treaty of 1814, Cape Town was permanently ceded to the United Kingdom. In 1713, Olifantshoek was renamed Le Coin Français, the French Corner, and was known as Franschenhoek and briefly as Roubaix-d'Or before the Dutch version of its name Franschhoek was settled on. The name Cape Town started to be used from 1733. For the sake of the narrative, I have taken certain liberties in my descriptions, topography and the history of Cape Town, Stellenbosch, Drakenstein, Franschhoek and Joubertsgat Bridge. On the question of language, to strike the balance between historical veracity and modern usage, I have used both enslaved and slave when unavoidable within the text. Hottentots Holland remains a place name in the Republic of South Africa. There were many different and shifting groupings within the indigenous peoples of the Cape during the 17th century, and there is much debate among historians and scholars about nomenclature. I have focused on the Khoi and used Khoi and San in the text, rather than Khoikhoi or Bushmen.